Hey, yo, what's up? It's your boy, sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. Please say the LLC. And before you listen to this episode, I just got to let you know, I need you to stop what you're doing. Go to blkrenaissance.com, and I need you to shop for the culture. That's right. Anytime you use the promo code LLC20 at Black Renaissance Clothing's website, you will get 20% off your order. Off rip. No questions asked. So do me a favor and do it for the culture. Peace.
Hey, this is KJ, and I have a question for you. When was the last time you got something nice for yourself?
That's. Hi, guys. It's Mr. I'm Just Being Honest, host of the Truth Serum podcast for the people. You can find me on Spotify, Anchor, and Buzzsprout. More networks coming soon. Happy listening.
It's your boy, Sir, of the 2020 Podcast, LLC. And you might be wondering what we're doing here today. Well, given the light of all the issues with one Mr. Sean Combs, I figure we might as well do what we did for the Vince McMahon situation. And instead of going by what we hear, let's just go by what has been filed in case number 24-1457, which is a civil action paperwork with one Rodney Jones, aka Lil Rod, versus Mr. Sean Combs, Justin Dior Combs, Ethiopia H, Lucian Charles Grange, Christina Quorum, Chalice Recording Studios, Love Records, Motown Records, Universal Music Group, Combs Global Enterprises, John and Jane Doe's 1 through 10, and ABC Corporations. Yes, yes, yes. We are covering the court documents filed against one Sean Combs. So when going through this, just like we did with the Janelle Grant, we're just reading and giving feedback based on what we've read. You know, we don't want to feed into, you know, narratives where people aren't reading exactly what's going on. But yeah, there are some implications here. So let's dive right into it. Now, just like the previous one we've done with Janelle Grant and WWE, this document is in the 70, you know, page situation. So do expect multiple parts to be released over the week. All right. All right. So let's get right into it. This starts with trigger warning. This document contains highly graphic information of a sexual nature, including sexual assault. Additionally, there are graphic images of the aftermath of a shooting, redacted images of a sexual intercourse, redacted images of minors, sex workers, and prostitutes, details of sex trafficking, and the illegal distribution of guns and drugs. There we go. Plaintiff Rodney Lil Rod Jones, Mr. Jones, hereby alleges as for his complaint against defendant Sean Combs and the rest of the people as follows. Jurisdiction and venue. This court has personal jurisdiction over the defendants under and consistent with constitutional requirements of due process of that the defendants acting directly or through his agents or apparent agents committed one of the following: A, the transaction of any business within the state; B, the making of any contract within the state; C, the commission of torturous act within this district; and D, the ownership, use, or possession of any real estate in the state. From September 2022 to the date of this filing, defendants have consistently and purposefully availed themselves of privilege and conducting activities within New York, thus invoking the benefits of and protections of New York law. In return for these benefits and protections, defendants must submit to the burdens of litigation in New York. This litigation arises from or relates to the torturous activities defendants visited upon the defendants in the states of New York, California, Florida, and the United States Virgin Islands. This torturous conduct violated U.S. federal RICO laws. Requiring defendants to litigate these claims in the district does not offend traditional notions of fair play and substantial justice. Plaintiff's claims arise from some conduct occurring by the defendants in New York. Parties. Plaintiff Rodney Jones is an American artist and music producer. Mr. Jones resides in the state of New York and California. Defendant Sean Combs is a rapper and record executive properly known by the stage names Puff Daddy, Puffy, P. Diddy, Diddy, Brother Love, or Love. Mr. Combs came to fame in the early 1990s with his record label Bad Boy Records. He rose to prominence in the music and entertainment industry over the decades and is regularly referred to as a hip-hop mogul. Mr. Combs resides at 200 South Mapleton Drive, Beverly Hills, California, 924. Yeah, they put his address on there. I'm going to redact that. Defendant Justin Dior Combs is the son of Mr. Combs and Misa Hilton. J. Combs was born on December 30th, 1993. J. Combs is a producer and actor. He has appeared on TV series like Catfish, the TV show Wild and Out, and Hip Hop Squares. Defendant Justin Dior Combs resides in 1550 North El Centro Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90028. All right, more of this is just giving out the address of the defendants. I'm going to skip that because that feels a little weird. All right, let's just get to Rodney Lil Rod Jones. All right, Lil Rod Jones is from the Windy City, Chicago. He's born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. Mr. Jones is the second oldest and fourth child out of nine siblings. Mr. Jones comes from a long line of gospel music influencers. Mr. Jones started playing instruments at the age of five. He began playing drums in church. And at the age of 13, he picked up playing the guitar. From 13 to present day, Mr. Jones has taught himself to play over 13 instruments. Mr. Jones is considered a musical prodigy. His talents have led him to produce and create great commercial marketplace for music that has been recorded by some of the most prestigious and highly acclaimed artists in history. Throughout the duration of his career, Mr. Jones has worked the south side of Chicago music scene, playing with following legendary acts, Georgia Mass Choir, Donald Lawrence, the Clark Sisters, and Smokey Norville. On about August 2022, Mr. Jones received a call from Mr. Combs requesting that he produce several songs on a rhythm and blues album titled The Love Album, Off the Grid. Mr. Jones agreed, and his life has been detrimentally impacted ever since. Summary of events. From September 2022 to November 2023, Mr. Jones produced nine songs on Mr. Combs' Love Album. Mr. Jones lived with Mr. Combs for months at a time, spending holidays, birthdays, and missing major family events. Who fault is that? Mr. Jones resided at Mr. Combs' residence located in Los Angeles, California, New York City, and Miami, Florida. Mr. Jones also spent several weeks on a yacht rented by Mr. Combs in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Whose fault is that? Throughout his time with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones witnessed, experienced, and endured many things that went far beyond his role as a producer on the Love Album. The claims raised in the complaint have been corroborated through witness statements, video and audio recordings, and images that Mr. Jones has in his possession. Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to record them constantly. On several occasions, Mr. Combs took Mr. Jones's cell phone and began recording himself. As a result, Mr. Jones has hundreds of hours of footage. Hundreds is capitalized in bold, y'all. Hundreds of hours of footage and audio recordings of Mr. Combs, his staff, and his guests engaging in some seriously illegal activity. Mr. Jones has secured irrefutable evidence of A, the acquisition, use, and distribution of ecstasy, cocaine, GHB, ketamine, marijuana, and shrooms, marijuana, B, the displaying and distribution of unregistered illegal firearms, C, oh God, this is long, C, Mr. Combs providing laced alcoholic beverages to minors and sex workers at his homes in Cali, New York, and the U.S. Virgin Islands in Florida, D, Mr. Combs' chief of staff, Christina, KK, instructing her staff to retrieve drugs so she can provide it to Mr. Combs for his consumption. E, Christian Combs drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. Whoa. F, Mr. Combs detailing how he planned to leverage his relationship with T.D. Jakes to soften the impact of his public image on Cassie Ventura's lawsuit. Ooh, G, young Miami's cousin or assistant sexually assaulting Mr. Jones. H, actor Cuba Gooding Jr. sexually harassing and assaulting Mr. Jones. It has a 3 in exponent, so I guess we'll be talking about multiple rappers who are redacted. A rapper redacted on Mr. Combs' yacht consorting with underage girls, sex workers, and J, R&B singer, which is redacted, in Mr. Combs' Los Angeles home consorting with underage girls and sex workers. Call them out, bro. That's what I don't like. I don't like this whole age of exploiting the truth, but we're not really saying anything. Call these people out. You know, say it with your full chest. Chalice Recording Studios shooting. Okay, here we go. On or about September 12, 2022, Mr. Combs held a writers and producers camp in Chalice Recording Studio at 845 Highland Avenue, LA. Present at this camp were Mr. Combs, his son Justin, and Justin's friend named G. Mr. G is a 30-year-old, tall African-American male. Wow, that basically describes all of LA. In addition to these individuals and musicians who were present at this camp, this writer had spoken to several musicians who attended the camp. One evening during the camp, Mr. Combs, J. Combs, and G were in a heated conversation. That conversation was moved out of the studio and into a restroom adjacent to where Mr. Jones was sitting. Mr. Jones, approximately 2 feet away from the bathrooms, when gunshots rang out. Mr. Jones recalls hearing multiple gunshots. All right, so they got some footnotes here. So I'm going to go back, and you know that part where it talked about the rapper on Mr. Combs' yacht consorting with underage girls and sex workers? It's a footnote that say he is a Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj. So this is where the implications of Meek Mill come in. So keep that in mind. Also, they were talking about Christian Combs drugging and sexually assaulting a woman. There's a footnote here that says a complaint is forthcoming. Best believe we'll cover that. And number 4, the R&B singer says he is a Grammy award-winning R&B singer who had trouble with law enforcement after assaulting a Bahian billionaire. So I don't know who that is. Is that Chris Brown? I'm gonna have to look that up. I'm gonna get back with you. I'm gonna Google that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to put the wrong people's name on shit, but I'm gonna Google that. All right, but anyway, they heard the gunshots while he was 2 feet away from the bathroom. Said he heard multiple gunshots. Mr. Jones immediately went into a state of shock and feared that he would be shot next. Mr. Jones genuinely believed that he would be shot through the door due to how close he was. After shooting ended, a crowd gathered at the restroom. When the door finally opened, Mr. Combs and J. Combs exited. G was lying on the restroom floor in the fetal position, holding his stomach, bleeding out of his leg and hip area. Everyone stood around looking at G. Frustrated by the lack of aid to G, Mr. Jones dropped everything, ran to G, and immediately began placing pressure on G's gunshot wound to his stomach. As he was applying pressure on his stomach, Mr. Jones realized that G was gushing blood from another area near his leg and hip. He decided to lift G, placed him on the toilet, and Mr. Jones asked the crowd to call the ambulance. Mr. Jones lifted G and brought him to the ambulance in the studio's front. At this time, Mr. Combs and Justin disappeared to another part of the studio. Mr. Combs gave strict instructions to inform the police that he had nothing to do with the shooting. He also forced Mr. Jones to lie to the police by telling him that G was shot standing outside the studio by a drive-by assailant. That's crazy. And here is the article from CBS News. Man shot outside party at Hollywood recording studio. Crazy. Mr. Jones has several corroborating witnesses who spoke with this writer anonymously due to the fear of retaliation from Mr. Combs. They have all agreed to speak publicly when subpoenaed. Ooh, they got crime scene pictures. Well, he has crime scene pictures of the bathroom with blood, with tissue, with the man's clothes. Yikes. Yikes, y'all. I'm actually looking at the shooting where the bathroom, you can see where he sat on the toilet. His body isn't there, but you see all the blood. Mr. Jones had the clothing he wore that day and believes it still may have stains of DNA of G's blood. The following are screenshots of the aftermath of the restroom where G was shot by either Mr. Combs or J. Combs. Clearly, G was not shot out of the side of the studio. Mr. Combs instructed his team to report to law enforcement. Mr. Combs and defendants LR, MR, UMG, and CRS provided the private security for the writers' camp at Defendant CRS. Those are the abbreviations of the companies. The security was porous and lackluster at best. The fact that either Mr. Combs or J. Combs were allowed to enter CRS with guns, and those guns were not confiscated by security, is a clear breach of duty by Mr. Combs, defendants LR, MR, UMG to protect Mr. Jones and the other attendees of the writing camp. As a result of the shooting, Mr. Jones was severely traumatized. Mr. Jones now suffers from PTSD, severe anxiety, depression, and insomnia. Now, typically, I would say because you from Chicago, south side of Chicago, at that, that should be kind of normal to you. But given that this happened so close to you, I just want to know what gave you the green light to do this. Because clearly, if a nigga have enough power to shoot a nigga in the bathroom and get everybody to agree that this did not happen, you should be more afraid of your life as well. But I guess since he's under the light of the feds, and now I guess he just felt now's a good time as any, I guess. Anyway, let's continue on. Mr. Jones was sexually harassed and assaulted by Mr. Combs. Throughout his time living with Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was the victim of constant, unsolicited, and unauthorized groping and touching of his anus by Mr. Combs. Whoa, bro, how do you get access to a man's anus? These events took place in LA, New York, Florida, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. In addition to the unsoliciting and unauthorized touching, Mr. Jones was forced by Mr. Combs to work in Mr. Combs' bathroom as Mr. Combs walked around naked and showered in clear glass enclosure. As a heterosexual Christian man, Mr. Jones was uncomfortable with Mr. Combs' advances and expressed discomfort to Mr. Combs' chief of staff, KK. KK responded, Mr. Jones complained with, you know, Sean will be Sean. KK also attempted to downplay Mr. Combs' groping of Mr. Jones' anus and genitals as friendly horseplay, stating that those were Mr. Combs' way of showing that he likes you, Mr. Jones. Despite these assurances, on several occasions when Mr. Combs began to undress and walk around the house naked, KK would say, okay, I'm leaving now, and would disappear. KK's hypocrisy is breathtaking at best, or enabling at worst. Mr. Jones believes that KK aided and abetted Mr. Jones' sexual assault of him and working with Mr. Combs to groom him into accepting a homosexual relationship. Through these sexually deviant acts, one would say Mr. Combs has a pattern of practice of engaging in such nefarious activity. This ongoing conduct shows that Mr. Combs cannot be rehabilitated. Let's get more into it. This is titled Oh God, and all of, I already see a picture. Mr. Combs attempted to groom Mr. Jones into engaging in gay sex. Mr. Combs was aware that Mr. Jones looked up to and idolized music producer Stevie J. Stevie J is an American DJ, producer, and television personality. Stevie J was part of the Bad Boy Records production team, The Hitman. In 97, Stevie J won a Grammy for his works with P. Diddy's debut album. Throughout the 90s, Stevie J produced for several artists, including Mariah Carey, Tevin Campbell, B.I.G., 112, Jodeci, Faith Evans, Jay-Z, and Eve. Stevie J was one of the producers on the Love album. Mr. Combs used access to Stevie J and his knowledge of Mr. Jones' admiration of Stevie J to groom and entice Mr. Jones to engage into homosexuality. Mr. Combs went as far as to share a video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male without a condom. This was done to ease Mr. Jones' anxiety concerning homosexuality. According to Mr. Combs, this was normal practice for the music industry. Look, even Stevie J is doing it. That's wild. I don't know what I'm looking at, but this appears to be a screenshot of a video. I don't know what I'm looking at. Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones that he had engaged in sexual intercourse with rapper Redacted, R&B singer Redacted, and Stevie J. Mr. Combs promised to make sure that Mr. Jones wins Producer of the Year at Grammys if he engaged in homosexuality. The following are screenshots of the video of Stevie J anally penetrating a Caucasian male that Mr. Combs provided to Mr. Jones. Okay, so I'm thinking... Oh, okay, I see it now. So the picture I'm looking at is apparently Stevie J grabbing a white guy and look like he's bending him over and applying pressure, to say the least. Okay, so in the section that says Mr. Combs informed Mr. Jones that he's engaged in sexual intercourse with rapper, it's again saying he's referring to the Philadelphia rapper who dated Nicki Minaj, Meek Mill, the R&B singer who has performed at the Super Bowl and had a successful Vegas residency, Usher. And number 7, talking about the writer is in possession of the video and will provide a copy to the court. So he got the sex tape. Oh, boy. Oh, this is more video. Oh, that's Stevie J. Yo, that's Stevie J, cuz. I'm sorry. I don't watch Love and Hip Hop, but I remember what this nigga looked like. He's definitely gripping a unshirted man in a... Anyway, Thanksgiving 2022, Mr. Jones is sexually assaulted by young Miami's cousin. On Thanksgiving Day 2022, Ms. Jones was in Mr. Combs' house located in Miami. Young Miami, her female cousin, was also present. Mr. Combs was intoxicated and offered cocaine to Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones rejected him and proceeded to walk into the restrooms. While using the restroom, young Miami's cousin bust into the bathroom and began groping Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones believed that Mr. Combs sent her there to sexually assault Mr. Jones. Probably. As he entered the bathroom, she dropped to her knees and began performing oral sex on Mr. Jones' exposed penis. Mr. Jones pushed her away and exited the bathroom. Young Miami's cousin did not accept Mr. Jones' rejection as she proceeded to follow Mr. Jones out of the bathroom. She started undressing and attempted to straddle him and have sex with him in the presence of Mr. Combs and his staff. Now, a lot of people are speaking on this situation and saying like what nigga would throw away pussy? If you know that a nigga is setting you up, you know what I'm saying, trying to set up a situation you ain't really down with. I've seen this happen before. Actually, in college, I've seen this happen before. Once again, Mr. Jones pushed her off. The following are images from a video of young Miami and her cousin, Mr. Jones and Mr. Combs. Mr. Jones and Mr. Combs on Thanksgiving Day, right before Mr. Combs invites Mr. Jones into the restroom and attempted him to take cocaine. Right here you see them talking. It looked like Diddy is whispering into his ear. The next picture is you see young Miami and you see her cousin. Her cousin is no slouch. She's a bad chick. Trafficking and Victims Protection Act. Throughout the time when Mr. Combs, Mr. Jones was transported to California, to New York, to Florida, and the U.S. Virgin Island. During this time, Mr. Jones was forced to elicit sex workers and perform sex acts to the pleasure of Mr. Combs. On or about February 4th, 2023, Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to bring prostitutes and sex workers back to his home in Miami, Florida. All right, next is a picture, and some of these are redacted photos of people. The sex workers that Mr. Combs forced Mr. Jones to bring back to his home. On or about February 2nd, 2023 incident, Mr. Jones believes that Mr. Combs drugged him. Mr. Jones recalls waking up naked, dizzy, and confused. He was in bed with two sex workers and Mr. Combs. He also recalls aimlessly wandering around the house with no clothes on. You can't prove that he actually drugged you if it was multiple people in the house. He does have pictures of him waking up with multiple people in the bed, bro. And the thing about this, you can't prove that you were drugged, because you could have drank too much, you know what I'm saying? And even if you were drugged, you can't say Diddy did it, you know? That's just going to be hard to prove. Sex workers in the bed, you see pictures of a woman back, you see another guy, I'm assuming that's Diddy, in the bed too. On another occasion in Miami, Florida, Thanksgiving night of 2022, Mr. Combs asked Mr. Jones and DeForest Taylor to enter the studio bathroom. He asked them for a $100 bill because he wanted to do cocaine with them. Mr. Jones was scared, but luckily he didn't have a $100 bill, so Mr. Combs waited a little later to do coke with Young Miami. Why a $100 bill, though? Later that evening, he required Mr. Jones to solicit set workers from Booby Trap on the river located... Oh, I'm not saying that. Mr. Jones did so. And Mr. Combs forced him to engage into sexual, And Mr. Combs forced him to engage in unsolicited sex acts with these workers. Oh, okay. The Booby Trap. This must be like a strip club. As part of Mr. Jones's sex worker recruitment tools, Mr. Combs provided Mr. Jones with an exclusive Bad Boy baseball cap and required him to wear it to the Booby Trap on the river as a signal to any sex worker he approached that Mr. Combs was in town and had sent Mr. Jones to recruit them. Mr. Jones had no desire to visit the Booby Trap on the river. Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit sex workers from the Booby Trap on the river. Mr. Combs used his power and influence to intimidate and force Mr. Jones into soliciting sex workers from the Booby Trap on the river. As detailed below, Mr. Combs used many tactics to mainstream dominion and control of Mr. Jones. Apparently, these workers were accustomed to servicing Mr. Jones and would know that he's in town by the sight of the Bad Boy baseball cap. The following are the Instagram profiles of two of the sex workers that Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit and have sex with at his home in Miami. And these, just the bodies, they look like regular Instagram thoughts, bro. Like, I don't see their faces, but they fit his MO. And what's crazy is, it just sounds like he sent him to pick up the hoes from the strip club. Like, that's just what it is. And look, if you've been to a strip club, you've been to a mall, you know how it go. You know when some of them girls is doing a little more than stripping, bro. And it just sounds like, and not downplaying his the ludicrous acts that, you know, that Diddy apparently made him do, but he just sent you to pick up the hoes, bro. That's just what it is. And they did all this verbiage just to say, I was sent to pick up the hoes. Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit or have sex with the individuals in the previous paragraph. Mr. Combs used his power and influence to intimidate and force Mr. Jones into soliciting and sleeping with these women. The following is the phone number of another sex worker that Mr. Combs required Mr. Jones to solicit sex acts from when in Miami. That's crazy. All right. Mr. Jones had no desire to solicit or have sex with the individuals in the previous paragraph. Blah, 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 blah. Mr. Combs used many tactics to maintain dominion. He promised him a Grammy for Producer of the Year of the Love album. He offered him $250,000 to purchase all of the instruments he wanted. That's crazy. He promised him ownership of $20 million property, a one-star island in Miami, Florida. He promised access to record label executives like Lucian Charles Grange and Ethiopian H. Mr. Combs would have often switched up his approach. He would go from promising Mr. Jones the world to threatening Mr. Jones with physical harm. Mr. Combs threatened to eat Mr. Jones' face and informed Mr. Jones that he was willing to kill his mother, Janice, if he must in order to get what he wants, so he wouldn't think twice to harm Mr. Jones. He said he would kill his mom. That's crazy. So we're down to page 19. Looks like page 20 is talking about a listening party that involves minors, and it's got pictures, yo. And apparently it's a picture of Diddy kissing an underage chick, and yeah, it's wild. It's like more and more. Yeah, it's getting worse. I'm sorry, I know I paused there, but it's getting worse and worse, because he's getting more pictures of the incidents that he's talking about, and Cuba Gooding Jr. is there with him. It looked like Cuba is a fan, but the way he's leaning on Mr. Jones, you could tell he fucked up, and it looked like he, I don't know. Go find the picture. You'll see it. You can tell that Mr. Jones is uncomfortable with how this dude is touching him. But anyway, we'll be picking up part two tomorrow. It will drop here. So, yeah, this has been your boy, Sir, and we out.
Can we put your business out in the streets? People be nosy anyway. So, if you're interested in promoting your business, brand, platform, or whatever it is that you want people to know about, hit us up. Or if you're interested in just sponsoring an episode or two of the Underground Queens podcast, feel free to email us at theundergroundqueens@gmail.com. Again, that's theundergroundqueenspodcast@gmail.com. Or DM us on Instagram at @theundergroundqueens. Or you can even hit us up on Facebook at Underground Queens. We look forward to working with you and helping putting your business out in the streets.